Welcome to Astrobiological, bringing you the universe plain human. Okay, let's go. If anyone has read the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy quadrilogy, they would have been struck with some of the big ideas hidden within Douglas Adams' deadpan humour. One of the heavy concepts that stuck with me was the idea of planet building. According to the story, Earth, as we know it today, is a planet-sized supercomputer built to perform one task: to figure out the meaning of life. A planetary architect named Slati Bartfast, yes, try saying that with a mouthful of peanuts, is entrusted with overseeing the rebuild of Earth after it's destroyed due to a galactic scale clerical error. So, planet building. Possible? Why not? According to prevailing theories, planets mainly form via the process of accretion. Simply put, particulate matter adrift in molecular clouds clumps under the inexorable pull of gravity, forming ever larger clumps that clump ever larger clumps, and so on. Eventually, a planet or star is the inevitable result. Now, why couldn't this be done artificially? Would it be even possible? If it's just a matter of throwing lumps of crud at other lumps of crud and hoping they stick, then why couldn't it be? Scenario. It's the future. Humanity lives and works in space. The asteroid belt is the new frontier, or Wild West, if you will. Chunks of formerly useless rock are now homesteads or villages. Distances are not overly tyrannical. An asteroid is typically only a few light seconds from another, about the distance from the Earth to the Moon, give or take. However, asteroids can be moved. Big asteroids like Ceres, Vesta, or Eros would comprise the main hubs of commerce and trade in this new world. Small settlements, such as these homesteads, to make life easier for themselves in terms of travel times and therefore fuel costs to larger, more important settlements by moving closer. In the frictionless, zero-gravity environment that is space, this surely wouldn't be too technically difficult. Scenario. Time has moved on. The asteroid belt is a thriving collective of trade networks and conglomerates of small settlements. Smaller asteroids now cluster around larger ones, like space junk in low Earth orbit. Economically, this proximity is making things easy for everyone, and lots of people are getting rich. Just imagine, though, if humans disappeared. Let's pick a fun scenario. The zombie apocalypse hits out of space and spreads to all corners of the solar system. Every living human is gone, and the asteroid belt is now a vast ghost band, forming a wreath around the sun, somewhere between Mars and Jupiter. There are all these swarms of asteroids now adrift. No course corrections keep them from colliding, and so many of them are doing just that. Orbits decay, and tiny chondrite specks plow slowly into larger planetesimals. See where I'm going with this? Over time, natural accretion would naturally lead to planets forming, or at least a large moon-sized object. In millions of years, the solar system could have a tenth planet. Let's just sneak Pluto back into the club. Don't tell anyone. Planet building. Essentially, a garbage planet could form from the artificially placed asteroids and other objects now in very close proximity and drawn by this slow but inescapable pull of gravity. What next? What are your thoughts? Could these artificial planets comprise a new class of megastructure? I often look at megastructures in my blog posts and videos and whatnot, and such as O'Neill cylinders, Dyson spheres. But I generally look at the smaller scale ones. O'Neill cylinders are my personal favourite. I tend to harp about those. I'm actually interested in life on O'Neill cylinders and could it survive should the human inhabitants and operators disappear? That's an interesting question. And I've used real-life ecological experiments or examples such as Ascension Island in the Atlantic Ocean, I believe. As examples of completely artificial ecosystems that are thriving and are completely new. And I think that in a self-contained enclosed space structure such as an O'Neill cylinder or sphere, why the heck not? If life support was still semi-viable, then the pets or livestock or pests that tag along for the ride, or work animals that we bring along, if we go, then they may just be able to look after themselves. And who knows what combinations and new permutations could arise. It's really interesting. But yeah, back to my initial scenario, planet building. Could a planet factory exist? Could a place like the TRAPPIST-1 system, for example, be a planet factory, a production line? Just imagine if it was. These seven miraculous Earth-like planets just seemingly placed there as if by chance. It seems unlikely in a way. Now, obviously, there are natural processes to explain how they got there, but it does seem a little bit easy when you just look there, and there are seven Earth-like planets out there. Earth-like, I use that in the broadest possible sense, I might add. Yeah, what are your thoughts? What do you think? I'd love to hear what anyone has to say about this. About a planet factory or a planet factory floor. I'm just trying to picture it now. It's kind of cool. So yeah, just the inspiration for this particular little podcast came from Isaac Arthur's Science and Futurism YouTube channel. I was watching an episode last night. I don't recall what the specific topic matter was at the time, but he was speaking about asteroid homesteads in the asteroid belt. And I'm thinking, if these things can be moved, well, that's really just artificially mimicking the natural processes of planet formation, in which small chunks of rock or matter or debris eventually come closer due to gravity. But if we bring them all closer for economic reasons, and then things are left to run their course, I mean, why not? It could happen. We could build a planet, or at least a world, which we could then do with what we wish. It's a very interesting idea, and I'm going to definitely explore this one some more. I'm probably going to do this post as a YouTube video as well. My YouTube channel can be found via my blog, to which there is a link in the profile of this podcast. If you're interested, I'm not pushing it on anyone. It's a part-time hobby. It's an interest of mine, something I'm very passionately interested in, but yeah, you don't need to, there's no pressure to, you know, hop along. It'd be nice if you do, but it's no big deal if you don't. And so, with that, to that end, I'll just leave you with that image in your minds, and thank you very much for enjoying Astrobiological, bringing you the universe in plain human.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.